Rosalind returned, though without Dryden on her arm or any other appendage. She cast a suspicious glance at Elliot, welcomed him back to Red Hook, and launched into her latest tirade as to her feckless and invidious lover. These were nothing Elliot had not heard before, almost in as many words, but he bore them patiently. Rosalind was no one with whom he could have ever imagined anything sexual, though he was aware that she was technically attractive. Aside from his pallid shame, his taste had always ranged for the cerebral and bookish sorts. His romantic history at Annandale may have suggested differently, particularly his sporadic dalliances with the bubbly and pious Ashley, but it was an ideal that he kept in mind. Despite his disinclination to share a bed with Rosalind, though technically both couples had made surreptitious use of the other space meant that he had, he respected her. She was confident and intelligent. She was spiritual in a way that did not invite anxiety, which was appealing for a Wiccan who was not shy about her ritual weaponry. Best of all, she seemed devoted to Shane in a way bordering on familial. Anyone he could count on to keep Shane safe and happy was his friend. That Rosalind approved of him, even knowing what Elliot thought of Dryden, spoke better of her. The only fault he took in her was that she kept returning to a man who was so blatantly wrong for her. Elliot seemed to be the only male in Rosalind's social strata that did not provoke Dryden's outright jealousy. This, he was sure, was only because Elliot had made it clear that his attentions began and ended with Shane.
Once she had spent the immediate topic of Dryden's behavior, Rosalind pulled Shane into the other room. He could not hear Rosalind's whispered questions, but he had no trouble extrapolating from Shane's answers.
No! Elliot and I didn't do what you're thinking despite his presence in my bed. No thanks! I appreciate your sexual advice, but I will demur at this juncture. Really? Your boyfriend commits acts upon you that border on illegality. Rosalind, no! Elliot wasn't sure what this one meant. The tone of response was all wrong for something sexual or romantic, yet Shane was insistent. Because I don't know how, and wouldn't if I did. Still, Elliot was baffled and strained to listen more closely. Hugin walked on the edge of the desk. I can't, I won't. You of all people should know better than to even ask. Find another way. This had an air of finality. Elliot had not heard from her before. Shane was definite about so little. It was one of the many things he found charming about her. Both girls returned, behaving as though no conversation had occurred outside his earshot. Girl talk, Shane excused, sliding her hand from atop the dresser and into a pocket. Rosalind echoed the phrase. So where's your immortal beloved? Elliot asked. Wandering, I'm sure. Probably to the cemetery. Maybe he figured he would have better luck with the girl who can't look at anyone else. I could go for a tall, cold one myself, Elliot added to Shane's giggles. Rosalind looked disgusted, not at the necrophilia jokes. She liked those. But the cutesiness of the happy couple. Eros, you two were made for each other, she proclaimed, slamming Shane's bedroom door behind her so the contagion of happiness could not spread.